What are you doing up here? I thought you were downstairs boxing chocolates.
Oh, they kicked me out of there fast.
Why?
I kept pinching them to see what kind they were.
This is awesome. Great idea.
I do have one on occasion. Just whatever you do, don't tell.
Margie!
Hey, guys. What are you boys doing? Where'd you get the old TV?
It was in Anna's office.
And why is the closet door open?
Can I put this down now?
It's, you see...
Things were a little bit quiet, so we thought we'd watch some classic television.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone was showing that anymore.
Well, no, they're not. Now.
Yeah, now. But back in 1952...
How did you...
Funny thing about that. Dumb thing in the closet.
Dimension.
Yeah, dimension. It has great reception of, pretty much any time you want.
So you just...
Can I put this antenna down, please?
We just ran a wire into the closet and set up an antenna.
Trevor's helping us get it just right.
Guys, please, I'm very busy.
Well, that's just... Can you get gun smoke on this thing?
You bet.
December 7th, 19th.
Gonna question a psychopath.
Hello, Miss Kitty. You know to give a feller warning. A man could have a seizure over a shock like this.
Trevor, can you put it up a little higher?
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, called It's About Time.
You're late.
That is a matter of opinion.
It's a matter of fact.
Late for what, Steve? A staff meeting? Those are on Tuesday and it's only Monday.
It's Wednesday.
Then I'm early for our next staff meeting.
That's not...
I mean, am I late for something important?
Work is important.
Coffee break? I'm not late for our morning coffee break, am I?
Our what?
All the best unions ensure their members get a coffee break.
We're not in a union, Charlie. You're late for work. The office opens at 9. It's 10:30.
I think we'd all be much happier if the office adopted to my schedule rather than the other way around.
Life doesn't work that way.
What have I missed this morning, really? Keeping in mind that if it isn't my coffee break, I won't find it very compelling.
Look, I'm just watching out for you. Margie's on the warpath.
Oh, Margie. Psst. Look, I know she has you quaking in your Birkenstocks, but Charles Hyphenbridge is made of sterner stuff.
You're late, Charles.
Margie, I... Listen, this morning I woke up early to get coffee and donuts for the whole office, especially you, so I went to the Krispy Kreme. Got there right when it opened. There I was, Box of Joe, hot and fresh, and Margie, you won't believe this. A passing school bus took a corner too fast and rolled over, and I thought, oh my God, a bus full of school children. As a citizen and a Southern gentleman, it is my duty to act in this situation. So I raced over to the bus, but what I found there, oh, Margie, it wasn't a bus full of school children, it was a bus full of pregnant women, and they were all going into labor at the same time. This bus driver, he was, well, there's no easy way to say this. He was beheaded in the crash. So it was up to me to deliver each and every one of those babies. The authorities couldn't get there in time because of, well, you know how they are. So after every child, placenta and umbilical cord was taken care of, I got in my car and drove here. That's why I'm late.
So where's the coffee and donuts?
Oh, well, as I was walking back to the car, Sasquatch knocked me over, smashed my window, and stole the coffee and donuts.
A Sasquatch? You mean like Bigfoot?
The gentle giant thing is a myth, Margie.
Whatever. I don't care what you get up to outside of these walls. It's your 10:30 appointment. Of course, she's late too, just... Try not to deliver any babies for the next 10 minutes, okay?
Oh, sure, of course. Refresh my memory, this 10:30 appointment.
It's Chelsea Checkers.
The Chelsea Checkers?
The same. Best behavior, Charles.
My God, Chelsea Checkers.
Who's Chelsea Checkers? What's the big deal?
Who's Chelsea Checkers? What's the big deal?
You know the whole repeating what I say in a mocking tone of voice thing? Doesn't exactly accomplish anything.
Chelsea Checkers is the eldest scion of the Checkers family, a South of Broad institution in our fair city.
You Flatlanders and your modern aristocracy, I don't get it.
She's a, well, I guess she's one of those page six types. You know, a celebutante.
A celeb... Now you're just making up words.
I'm not. You gotta participate in reality, Steve. She's like, you know, the Charleston version of Paris Hilton.
The Charleston Hilton?
You're hopeless. You know that? Hopeless.
Hey!
Well, if it isn't Chelsea Checkers, I'm Charles Hyphenbridge of the Trad Street Hyphenbridges.
Yeah, I don't think so. I need to go to 1920.
Well, sure, I'll be happy to help.
No, not you. Him.
Him?
Me?
That's right. I like older guys. Chick rule, though.
Chick rule?
Yeah, twice my age plus 7 years. If a guy's older than that, he's too old.
And how old are you, sweetheart?
21.
Ah, so that's, math.
21 times 2 is 42 plus 7 is 49.
Yeah, that sounds, whatever.
I'm 50.
I'm 48. How do you know?
I got a knack. Really is your lucky day. Now, take me to 1920.
Look, he can't just take you to 1920. There are procedures, protocols.
There are?
There are.
Whatever.
The customer interview. You have to start there.
What? Oh, okay. So, 1920?
Yeah, I need to go there to take a selfie.
Of course.
Fine. I have more important things to do. I'll leave you two alone.
So, a picture. You really have to go back in time for that?
Don't cost us a sale.
I thought you had more important things to do.
Yeah, I'm writing your performance review.
I apologize for my colleague. Go on.
Okay, so there's this biatch, Tammy. You know Tammy.
No, I don't. Actually.
Whatever. She's a biatch.
Okay.
Anyway, she went out on, like, a boat, you know, in the harbor or whatever, and they did this, like, fake murder. It was all 1920 or whatever.
That sounds fun.
I heard there was a guy there who was a fake senator that was cute, but the rest of it was stupid.
Oh.
Anyway, she got dressed all 1920 and took a selfie.
With her phone?
Yeah. She put it on Instagram and got, like, a ton of likes.
That's, you know, we have an Instagram account. The travel agency, I mean. I mean, we're going to, once I set it up. Only I've been really busy, but you should follow it. Once I get it set up, I mean.
Yeah, that's really cool or whatever, but you see what's wrong?
No, I really don't.
She got, like, a ton of likes for her selfie. Like, I'm the one who's supposed to get a ton of likes. I posted a selfie, you know, like, the same night, and it got, like, whatever, you know, whatever less than a ton is.
Pounds? Ounces?
Yeah, pounces. I only got pounces of likes, and that sucks. I should get, like, double tons.
Okay.
So if she goes to, like, you know, whatever, fake 1920 and gets a ton of likes, then I'll get double tons if I go to real 1920.
Oh, okay. I can set that up and get you on your way.
Well, what about you?
Pardon?
I mean, I'm not going to 1920 all by myself like a loser or a Tammy or whatever. You have to come with.
Oh, I mean, that's not really what I do.
It's what you do now, all right?
Gulp.
What did you say?
I said gulp.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Biggest coffee you got, Andre. My hookup crapped the bed this morning.
Psst.
Hey, I think you got a snake problem here.
Psst.
I can try finding out what they want. Got my English to Parseltongue dictionary around here somewhere.
Margie.
Anna?
Yeah, it's me.
What are you doing with the wig?
I'm incognito.
I was thinking insane.
Thanks. Listen, this is important.
Is it? Oh, wow, is this about Branch?
No, it's about my cats. Of course it's about Branch.
You think he's getting close?
I think he's planning something. Rumors of an unsavory sort have surfaced.
Such as?
For one, I think he's attracting a following. It's no longer just him we have to look out for.
Like, who else?
I don't know. It could be anybody.
Kind of a wide net to cast.
Yeah, just look out for anything out of the ordinary.
Apparently, it's been a while since you've been by the office. Out of the ordinary is kind of defined a bit differently over there. What with Dingle and Barry making time with the portal.
Just keep them out of trouble and watch out for anything suspicious. People poking around?
Sure. Where are you off to now?
I've been sitting back too long on this. I'm going to start building a little force of my own. Call in a few favors, you know.
Now that sounds like the Anna I know. Go out there and kick some ass.
Shh!
Here's your jumbo mocha brown with the twist. Where'd your friend go?
She, had to go. Thanks, Andre. Can you put a lid on this? I need to run.
Well, here we are, 1920. Oh, sorry about the smell.
I grew up with Pluff Med in a paper mill. I can, handle anything.
Okay, so do you want to find a photographer first or a backdrop for your picture?
What do I need a photographer for? I'm taking a selfie.
You may not have noticed, but when we were getting dolled up for the 20s with Trevor and Philip, they took your camera, too.
What? Why would they do that? That's like total private property.
It's just that you can't take something like that back through the portal. Bad things can happen.
But how the hell am I supposed to take a selfie? You're so not getting paid for this.
We can make this work. Trust me. We'll find a photographer and have him take, a real close picture. And when we get back, we can... Oh, crap. Wait, that won't work either.
You're cute when you're all, I don't know, pensive or whatever.
Oh, thanks. It's just, I don't think we can take a picture back with us.
What? Why? It's I don't know, whatever, just a picture.
Yeah, I don't think we can take it back through the portal.
Yeah, whatever. So what are you gonna do about it?
Dear Isabel, I am writing to inform you that your precious Stephen has been detained by the NSA for... crimes against humanity. Should you have any complaints, you should register them by tossing his hemp clothing out on the street and burning them. Love always, Charles Bridge.
What are you doing?
Expressing my frustration through the written word.
What, like poetry?
Yes, yes. I'm preparing a collection of prose poetry. Letters to Isabel.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you got another appointment.
Another appointment? I had a previous appointment?
Yeah, Chelsea Checkers, remember?
I've been trying to forget. Through prose poetry, you see.
Yeah, anyway, here she is.
Hi!
Well, hello, young lady. May I help you?
Well, I sure hope so. I'm Tammy Turnstile.
Of Turnstile Industries?
That's right! We make the world go round!
You certainly do!
Well, aren't you sweet? I have got to get to 1920. Can you help me?
1920?
Yes. My very best friend forever, Chelsea Checkers. Oh, I just know she went to 1920 without me and wants to get a picture made. And I know it would just ruin her to get a picture made all by herself.
You don't say.
Well, yes, Silly Willy the Penguin. She is going to get that picture made. And then years from now, she is going to look at that picture. And instead of seeing a beautiful reminder of friendship and sisterhood, she's just going to see a picture of herself friendless and alone. Now, how can I do that? How can I leave my very best friend with such a lonesome memory?
Ma'am, I believe I can be of assistance. Would you care for an escort?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know why they call her Tammy Turnstile? It's because she has, a turnstile at her bedroom door. Stamp your hand for re-entry, you know what I mean?
You mean like a revolving door?
Wow, you're really smart, you know?
Well, I did go to Bucknell.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So, I don't know. How am I going to get my selfie?
I have an idea. Have you ever seen those stock pictures they put in a frame and leave in a store window for years?
You mean a stock market?
No, store windows. You know, what they had before online shopping.
Oh yeah, my mom told me about those.
Well, we can get a picture taken of you, put it in a frame, and leave it in one of those store windows, and then retrieve it when we get back home.
Yeah, that's another thing where you, like, say stuff like I know what it means. How is anyone going to click like on a picture in a window?
We just scan the picture into a computer. You know, digitize it.
I don't know what that is.
Copy it to your phone, and then you can post it to your Instagram.
Isn't there, like, an app for that?
Yeah, probably. So what do you say?
Whatever.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum.
You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum.
You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet.
A Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse.
You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa.
I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop.
But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Oh, that was good.
Broadway, I'm telling you, we could do it.
So, that's how it works?
What's that, sweetheart?
Well, you two, you know, top, bottom, that's, I mean, how you know.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Well, never mind. What can we do for you?
My postcard, gentlemen.
Oh, this never gets old. Look.
Another trip to the 1920s. Will cliches never end?
Well, for him.
Yeah, same boring old suspenders and shirt garters. Ugh, men's fashion before 1963.
I know. It's all, look, I'm in a shirt and tie. I'm vintage.
And don't even get me started with her.
Oh, I know. The flapper look. It's all, I'm a woman. Let me look like a matchstick.
I'm afraid to have curves.
All right. Give me a few decades down the road. Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I love a girl with big bazoombas.
You, like that?
What, big bazoombas?
Yeah, those. You're into that?
Who doesn't like big bazoombas?
I love big boobs and I cannot lie.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, big breasts.
That's, I mean, I didn't think the two of you with, you know, your lifestyle.
What kind of lifestyle keeps you from appreciating big bazoombas?
If big bazoombas are wrong, I don't want to be right.
I like my breasts. I just want to look, you know, period, for the pictures.
It's okay, sweetheart. We'll fix you up.
It's like drawing a mustache on the Mona Lisa.
Hush. The customer is always right.
Oh, wow. The past? For real, we're here.
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay, we have to find Chelsea. You know, we're best friends forever. And now that we'll be friends in the past, we'll be best friends even more forever than ever before. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you have a friend like that? Like a friend who's such your best friend that you're like, OMG, we've been best friends for so long, but you just wish like you could have been best friends for even longer than that. Like your history just went back to before you could remember.
Well, yeah, I kind of do. Never thought of it like that.
OMG, look, a jewelry store. I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay, I'll just stay here with my thoughts.
Say, friend, why so glum?
Hey, you look familiar.
Chester Lyle, a man with a plan. You know what always cheers me up? A business opportunity.
I do like a business opportunity.
I can tell from the cut of your jib, the cock of your walk, the sexy of your back.
I'll take that as a compliment.
As it was intended. I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Shoot.
You listening?
I'm all ears.
Buggy whips.
Buggy whips?
The horse's carriage? It's a fad. Mark my words, friend. You want to get in on the ground floor on buggy whips?
I don't know. How would one get in on the ground floor?
Let's talk about liquidating your assets.
Ma'am, I really appreciate your fitting us into your schedule at the last minute.
Yes, well, I don't get much call for outdoor photography, and this young lady's plight just tugged at my heartstrings.
Yes, it is rather a sad tale, what the cancer striking her parents down and her baby sister racked with polio.
Some families are just unlucky. I'm sure this photograph will comfort her grandmother on her deathbed.
Oh, yes, most assuredly.
Are you sure this is the spot you want? It has a rather questionable reputation.
Yes, it has some sentimental meaning.
Yeah, but why does this place suck?
Don't mind her. She's just distraught.
Very well, sir. Miss, if you'll just stand over here against the doorway.
Fine. Come on, Tiger. Get in here with me. We'll get, like, a triple ton of likes.
Wait, me?
Chelsea!
God, look what the biatch dragged in.
OMG. Chelsea, I can't believe you almost took the picture without me. And with this, old guy. Like, think about when we have kids, and our kids have kids, and our kids' kids have kids, and they looked at this picture, and they would have been like, why aren't you two together in this picture?
Charlie, what are you doing in 1920?
1920? Is it 1920?
Of course it is. Look, my postcard.
Let me see. Hey, little smudge there. 1929, friend.
Oh. Well, still 1920s, I guess.
What? This isn't 1920? WTF!
Chelsea, come on! BFFs forever! Picture!
No! It's all stupid and wrong, Tammy. It's not even 1920. It's 19-stupid-29.
Hey, at least we still had fun, right?
Shut up!
Chelsea, this is all like historical and stuff. 1929.
Don't remind me, sweetheart. The Hyphenbridge family lost a fortune in the stock market crash of 1929. Stupid buggy whip futures.
What's that you said, friend? A stock market crash?
Hey, wait.
A stock market crash? Says who?
Hey, fellas.
This guy seems pretty credible.
Seems credible to me, too.
Let's not get carried away.
I'm wiring New York right away. Sell!
This is bigger than New York. I'm sending wires to London, Chicago, San Francisco, Peking.
Oh, this is another dark day for the Hyphenbridge family name.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Maybe I can break even on those buggy whip futures.
We're going, Charlie.
So, like, how do I get my picture?
I've just sent one of our agents to retrieve it. It should be just a few minutes.
You have, like, agents? Like, spies and stuff?
Not exactly.
Here I am. I got your picture, Mr. Steve.
Thanks, Rick. Give it to me. What's all this?
Peanut butter?
No! Get it away! I have a peanut allergy!
You jerks! Look at what you did to my BFF. Come on, Chelsea.
You totally ruined everything! You... ruiners?
Great. Thanks, Rick.
Oh, you're welcome.
How the heck did you get peanut butter on this picture?
Well, I was just walking down the street, minding my own business, and eating my lunch when this big, hairy Sasquatch come out of nowhere.
Gee, I wonder where I've heard this before.
Well, boys, you've once again managed to alienate a pair of very lucrative clients.
But it wasn't our fault.
Yeah, could have happened to anybody.
Look, Rick is a very adorable little man. Sort of like a puppy, with brain damage.
He just wanted to help.
I know, but you don't make a brain-damaged puppy lead a blind man across town.
You don't know until you try.
And we're trying.
Very.
It's just... fine. You're right, Margie.
Look, guys, we've got to run the tightest ship. Anna's worried.
Wait, Anna?
Where is she? How is she?
Yes, I saw her. She's fine. She thinks something is up, and we need to be on our toes.
I'm on my toes. Tell her.
Those are my toes.
Oh, sorry.
We got it covered. What could possibly go wrong?
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Another sherry, sir?
I think not. We've still work to do.
What shall I do with him?
What indeed? Well, Rensfield, you are aware of what I do to people who cross me.
You can kill me if you like, Branch. But I have no regrets. You'll never...
It just so happens that is precisely what I would like. To kill you. Goodbye, Rensfield. I'd say you have finally run out of time. Clean up here, will you? And proceed with the next phase.
Yes, sir. It will be done.
You have been listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. For more information and to follow us on social media, please visit our website at itsabouttimetravelagency.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's About Time, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was produced and directed by Stephen Cardinal and Charlie James. Written by Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Rob Britt, and Douglas Clinton. Sound editing and engineering by Charlie James. Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Ehlert, Layla Auld, Maggie Borden, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Sarah Wallace Craven, Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Sheila Kern, and Victoria Vaughn. Theme song by The Dunder Chiefs. Artwork by Sheila Kern. Thank you for listening to It's About Time.